I'm not easily riled, but I was really taken aback to hear about a crucially edited new version of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It will try to solve the novel's, quote, N-word problem once and for all, and that's the end of the euphemism, so be advised. This edition of Huck Finn will replace the novel's 219 instances of the word nigger with the word slave. The perpetrator of this politically corrected version is Professor Alan Gribben, a Twain scholar who teaches English at Auburn University in Alabama. He's had the idea of doing this since his own daughter was being taught the book in school some years back.
Well, I think it's interesting that that school district, as I understand it, no longer teaches Huckleberry Finn, but this was 9.5 years ago. And yes, my daughter had a good African-American friend who confided to her that she literally found the required reading of Huckleberry Finn to be a sickening and disgusting experience to her, and it really turned her off from reading anything else by Twain. That stuck with me. It stuck in my memory, and it bothered my daughter because her her father had made a career of studying Mark Twain.
And that's what is sort of surprising to me. I wonder, you've had this long, distinguished life as a Twain scholar. Do you worry that you're now going to be known as that guy who bowdlerized Huckleberry Finn?
Well, it's a chance one takes, but I certainly feel I'm doing him a favor in one respect. I'm enlarging his audience.
Yes.
And therefore, I make no apology about this. I'm celebrating and giving greater access to the author I have respected and admired and studied all my life.
At the beginning of the 20th century, when a library had its own objections to Huckleberry Finn and threw it out, he said, censorship is telling a man he can't have steak because a baby can't chew it. I guess what you're doing here is cutting up the steak for the babies.
Well, I don't see it that way. The book is much larger than the word. The book has tremendous stories in it, and the word has gotten in the way. Twain could not prophesy such a changed cultural climate as we have today, nor the completely integrated public school systems we enjoy today.
Right.
Twain could only write for his own time, and he didn't have to worry about people's feelings then. We're in a completely changed society today.
It's ironic that the book has been so widely banished from libraries and schools. In an age, as you say, this culturally changed age, part of that cultural change is that in the music that young people listen to, the word nigger appears frequently, more frequently than ever in my lifetime, in the pop culture at large. And yet, in this other part of the culture, we have to say, no, that can't even be uttered or printed in a work of literature.
Well, I find it offensive, and the family I grew up in never used it, and I remember my mother telling me, if you ever hear that word, you'll know you're running around with the wrong kind of people.
No, absolutely.
I think various rap and hip-hop artists might be trying to appropriate and take the sting out of the word by turning it around and using it themselves. That's what I assume you're referring to.
Yes.
But I don't find that to be the equivalent of compulsory reading in public schools.
But isn't it? It seems to me that yes, it's uncomfortable to read in mixed race classes of kids, no doubt. But isn't discomfort perhaps part of reading history and learning about all of the ugliness that has existed?
That would be the view of the people who object to this. They see it as a good astringent that should be rinsed thoroughly in everyone's mouth, and you should confront the racism of the society and so forth. But the novel gets at that in many other ways, which are left utterly intact in the book. This is not a colorblind edition of Huckleberry
Right.
Finn by any means.
Right. This year is, of course, the 150th anniversary of the Confederate secession, and there's going to be a lot of conversation about to what degree we are whitewashing that history or whatever. I wonder if this isn't in fact arguably a part of a dangerous revisionism of American history.
Well, as I thought about it more and more, as I had these experiences on my lecture tour, it began to seem to me that we were handicapping teachers and younger readers by not making something available that simply sidestepped this whole controversy about this one word.
And do people ever object to that?
No. I noticed in every case the audience would let out an almost audible sigh of relief, as though I had resolved some problem that they came to the reading with, and they looked very relieved that it was going to be handled this way. Just get rid of the word, and then you can start talking about the story and the beauties and the sharp social critique in these words. I haven't changed any satiric descriptions and his cutting little insights. I've changed one word.
Auburn University professor Alan Gribben. I get his and New South Books' good intentions with their new Adventure of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, but it's one more thing that makes me agree with what Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell said the other day after they postponed a big NFL game because of a snowstorm.
Look, this is part of the wussification of America. We used to be a country that had a great pioneer spirit, a sense of adventure, a sense of courage that we could do anything.
Like Huck, Finn, and Jim going up the Mississippi River.